This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who's doing the regular? Aaron?
Nose goes.
Nose goes. You get a nose job already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I said, make it the same nose.
Same nose, but smaller, please.
Same nose, but upside down, please. I want to smell my hair.
I'd rather smell my hair than my stinky breath. No, now that I'm thinking about it, upside down nose is way better.
That's way better. Smell the sky, smell before it rained.
I drown immediately. Every time it rains, I just drown.
Wave a dollar, give a holler. Anybody else want in now? Anybody else want in? You there.
$10.
You there, man. $10? $10 on what mouse? Where's the color going to go? What mouse is going to go in what color? Red, blue,
we got blue.
You, sir. Anybody else want in now? Anybody else want in?
No. I know this game. This is a con. I know that this is a con. I know that
It's a carnival. It's a carnival in Boston.
I guess I'll do $50,000 on Green Mouse.
Here we go. Everybody else went in now. We've got to give a holler. Here we go. And the mouse goes to yellow. Yellow was the color.
Hold on. Yellow blends with blue to make green. So just give it a second. Come on, motherfucker. I'm fucking ruined.
And I'm out of refine. Did anyone hear me?
Yeah, we heard you.
Okay, cool.
I thought JBC would go next. He's famously second.
I'm $50,000 in the hole. I thought I was going to take a moment to let the weight and the impact of that sink in.
Okay, JBC, I'll give you a chance to win all your money back.
Thank you. I'll take it. Double or nothing? Can we do double or nothing, please?
Just give me two letters from my middle name, and I'll give you $50,000.
Okay, now here's the problem. I have no idea how to spell Onassis, but...
That is very fun, and I like that compliment, and I will Venmo you now.
Yes! $100,000 Venmo coming through!
Money is fake. What's up, guys?
You know, not much. I was going to say I was $50,000 in the hole, but just to let everyone know, that was a bit. I didn't actually put that money down. I'm good. I'm feeling it. I'm fucking feeling more ready to do riddles than I have in my entire life.
Wow.
That's a great attitude.
What has instigated this renewed passion for riddles?
I'll tell you. Me and Mariah both had very long days. We both got home maybe 15 minutes before we started recording. I turned to Mariah and I said, "You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to have a little espresso." And she said, "It's pretty late for that."
Oh.
She said, "It's pretty late for that." And I said, "Are you sure?" And I say, "Nope. But I'm doing it." And then what I did was I drank a little espresso, and now, I'm ready for riddles, baby.
Okay, so, he just used a BB gun and shot down at least like 10 hats off of his wall. That was incredible.
And one plane.
Yeah. I'm a hat hunter. What can I say? How about everybody else? How's everybody else doing?
Adel, are you caffeinated?
I'm not caffeinated. I've been up for a little while, and I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling good. My normal amount of excited for riddles.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, he thinks the lady doth mean. Protest too much.
Really? Too much?
Me think the lady doth protest at a very level, like monotone, evil
keel.
Me think the
lady doth be apathetic. Aaron, you are technically 2 hours you're time traveling. So for JPC and I, it's 7-something. For you, it's 5-something. So you're
isn't
living,
that weird?
You're living in the past. So what is the past like and how are you feeling?
Well, I feel like you guys know what the past is like. I'm dying to know about the future. What happens to me at 6 p.m.? Anything?
Aaron, I got to ask you a question because my older brother just texted me. How close are you? Do you know how close you are in relation to the HeadGum Studio? Do you know what the HeadGum Studio is in relation to you?
I have no idea.
Because my brother is in a place, staying in a place that is 4 blocks away from the HeadGum Studio.
Oh, I remember where the old HeadGum Studios are, but then they moved.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I'm 4 blocks away. Have you been there? And I was like, nope, I've actually never been there because that is new in COVID, I think, in the pandemic. So I have no idea where it is either. But my brother's in LA for like 5 weeks. So he's probably somewhere around here.
What do you want me to do? Should
just
I don't
play
know,
it
mess
cool.
with him?
Play it cool.
Am I pranking him?
He's roughly 100 episodes behind, but he is a fan.
Okay.
Well, Aaron, I will tell you something about the future. Later tonight, do not go to that coffee shop in Silver Lake. But when you do, do not order a large Frappuccino. But when you do, don't drop it. For the love of God, don't drop it. But when you do, don't scream, Aaron. But when you do, run as fast as you can.
Sorry, Adele, I missed that. I just agreed to a coffee date with a friend after this in Silver Lake. So after the recording, I'm just going to pop over there. And I'll probably scream.
That poor, sweet, sweet girl.
Every date that you make on Coffee Meets Bagel, you have to first agree with the other person. Who's the coffee? Who's the bagel?
Yeah. And I think I'm a bagel with a coffee rising.
Ooh. Same question.
Coffee rising. So there's yeast in the coffee?
There's yeast everywhere.
Coffee bread. Ooh, has anybody made coffee bread? I'm a genius.
That's a really cake
and sort of a sneeze away from being bread, I feel like.
I've had coffee cake and I love it. I'm an idiot.
You know how like banana nut bread will have like little pieces of nut? I can just imagine eating bread with little pieces of coffee bean under the moon and be like, this is awful. This is inedible. Hey, can I ask you guys a question? So yes. this is something that Mariah and I have been watching like Broad City as kind of our... We've seen it all before, but just like put it on in the background. You know, we're like eating or like doing something else. We're not paying attention to the TV kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Great show. Very funny show. Are you guys familiar with the show, Broad City?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love it.
I've seen it through twice.
Perfect. Because the question I'm going to ask you next, if you're not familiar, I'll get no information out of. My question for you, my energy, am I more of an Alana or an Abby?
You're an Alana.
Here's the whole thing, though.
Aaron?
This is a really important question. Is you live in the universe of that show. Like, some people are neither of them.
Okay.
But you are so in that world that I feel like on any given moment in different parts of your life and different relationships you have, you're a little bit of both. I'd say maybe in your comedy life and world, you're more of an Alana.
Okay.
No. Yeah, you're more of an Alana. And then I think in your personal life, you're more of an Abby.
Okay, that's interesting because... I've always considered, since I was born, I've considered myself more of an Alana.
You had too much espresso.
I think you're total Alana. I think I'm an Abby all the way down.
I would agree. I think that Adel has more Abby vibe, and it's a spectrum, right? We're not saying 100% mm-hmm. Abby.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Aaron, I think I would also say that you are a little closer to the Alana side than the Abby side.
I think you're right. I will say, though, as soon as Abby had a drunk alter ego...
Yeah.
And ate her nose ring. I was like, okay.
Yeah, the mythology changes over the course, you know. But it's about like where that spectrum. Mariah basically said that I had more Abby in me. And I was like, where do you fucking get off?
Such an Alana thing to say.
The gall.
I would say, I don't know. I think Alana is so confident. I feel like I live more of like an apologetic Abby world.
Same.
I totally don't think Adel is an Alana. You're the most Abby here.
Yeah, I would say.
I would never fuck Hannibal Buress, but only because he's a landlord in real life.
Coffee bread exists, Adel. I Google
it
for you, by the way. This is a really good question. This is interesting to think about.
Well,
What
am I here for if not to pose really interesting questions?
For riddles.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's right. For riddles. I had coffee to get excited about. Yeah, why don't we just do riddles instead?
Fine. But I'm going to keep thinking about that. And maybe people can answer based on Although you don't really know us. You think you know us, but you don't know us.
Wait, is there a parasocial aspect to podcasting that I'm not aware of? People know us. People know the whole us, right? They
honestly,
know every
though,
part of us.
If you've listened to Patreon and this, you probably have a good picture of who I am.
I've had so many people come up to me on the street and they say, Adel, and I say yes. And they go, I'm so sorry. I feel like I know you. I listen to your podcast all the time. Audio is such an intimate format. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I'm like, do you want an autograph or something? And then I see their gun and I'm like, yes, of course. And I give them my phone and my wallet and they say, love the show. Thank
and then you
so
realize
much.
It was a mirror. And then you go, I've been talking to my reflection.
Look, I know I am this person on the show, but in my real life, there's nothing I like more than cozying down on the couch with a big 5-gallon tub of horse cum and piss and just going fucking apeshit crazy, saying whatever comes to my mind, blah, 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 making up crazy little voices. I'm a total homebody.
You're making us look insane, JPC, because we're not as caffeinated as you, and you're really on top of everything today, and I feel like a failure.
Yeah, the reason you look insane right now is because you sit down with horse cum and horse piss, but then you go apeshit. Stick to the horse theme, my man. You were right there.
I've got a delicate palate. What can I say? I am who
you
I
go
am.
Horse
I'm from
shit.
Indiana.
I am Old Man Puzzles, and I will start now.
unless Aaron, you wanted to do an election, for who will be Old Man Puzzles for the next 4 years?
Oh my God, I would love to lose that.
Wait, no, you go ahead.
There you go. Okay, so I am doing some listener submitted riddles because they're really fun for me. These come from David Nicholas, who says we can use their name, and that would be cool actually if we used David's name. So that's cool. Here.
Oh, okay. So wait, I'm sorry, Aaron. You said it would be cool if we used David Nicholas's name?
Yeah, so put your sunglasses on and then say it.
Hey, David Nicholas.
Oh, yeah.
Any relation to Old Saint?
Oh, my God.
I want to introduce myself as David Nicholas, but what career am I giving David Nicholas that I think is like really cool and really like perfect for him? So let's see. Nice to meet you. David Nicholas, house photographer. Nope,
ooh.
That was nothing. That was bad.
Hi, who? I'm David Nicholas, and I teach college classes about the movie Goodfellas.
College classes, another movie. Multiple classes.
You mean film studies? No. Just Goodfellas. You gotta slice the garlic real thin. What is a reference to Goodfellas?
Adel, do you want to try it? Do you want to try?
Yeah. Hey, my name is David Nicholas, and I flip pennies to see how many times it's heads and how many times it's tails.
Pretty cool.
That's 80% of a good Jack Nicholas impression, too, I think.
Thank you.
That's 90%. You're getting better.
Hey, I'm David Nicholas, and I'm in charge of moving all the rocks.
Hey, David Nicholas is my name, and cutlery is my game. You wanna buy a fork?
Wow.
My name is David Nicholas. Would you like to try some of my new patented coffee bread?
Hey, I'm David Nicholas. I test out the slip and slides.
The name's David Nicholas, and yeah, your plane just crashed on my island.
Okay, you win.
No, that's him as like a Bond villain, basically.
I'm David Nicholas, and I own half the world's blimps.
Sorry, half the world's blimpies.
And the other half? Luck.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Okay. He's cool. He's cool. David,
he's
you're
cool. And he submitted these riddles that he found in a game that he thought we might like.
Oh, okay.
And he said he'll write his own riddles at some point, but not today. So here are these warm-up riddles. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
What force and strength cannot get through, I, with my teeth, can do.
Rat.
Huh.
Oh, Joey Chestnut. That guy ate like 78 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. What's his method now? Is he a bun dipper?
I think he's always been. I think they're all bun dippers.
You have to be, right?
Because otherwise you choke on all that bread.
Yeah.
And I think you eat the hot dogs in one gulp like a goose.
Okay, right? Adel, I got to tell you, stop feeding hot dogs to geese. We told you before, you've been warned, you got to stop it.
It makes them explode. That's Pop Rocks.
I w- would love, if I ever own a park one day, which people should own public places like parks.
Of course. Sure.
I want to set up a sign that says, don't feed the geese, they will explode.
That would be cool.
I want to see a scene.
Perfect. Okay.
The two of you are swans. You're having a meal. And Aaron, this is sadly your last meal, as you've been told that sometime tonight or in the next 24 hours, you will explode.
Hello.
Hello. Hello,
sorry,
my dear.
I thought I'd glide next to you for a little while. I have to tell you something.
Before you do, just so you know, dinner will be ready in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah! Oh, I got the fish. Okay, dinner is ready. It's this fish I grabbed out of the water.
Oh, sweetheart, I could not have another bite.
Oh, I mean, why? Did you fill yourself up? We said we were having dinner at whatever. I mean, this, we don't really have a concept of time, but we said we were having dinner today.
I know, and I made a mistake, something awful. I've done something just terrible, and I fear that this will be the last time you and I ever speak.
Gertrude, tell me, what's happened?
Well, I'm always hungry. As you know, I'm an animal.
Sure,
I love to eat.
Swan, yes.
I glided across the water, and I ate a firework. But I was still hungry. And I'll tell you what I did next.
No.
I glided across the water, and then I saw some fire, and I thought, that looks good, and I fear soon they will meet in my stomach.
Gertie, no.
It's only a matter of minutes till the fire travels down my esophagus, my long neck, right? Trying to do a picture of swan.
Long neck. But we don't have a concept of time, so, you know, a minute could be a moment, could be an hour, could be a day. We don't have, there's so much I want to say, so much I want to do.
No, I mean, I'm beautiful, and that was a beautiful kind of life, and I scared lots of small children who tried to get close to me, and that was fun, but this is the end.
Do you have anything on your swan list that you want to do before you die? Like, anything you want to do before you go?
I thought at some point I would eat a full duck, but I never caught one. That's all right.
The swan delight, a full duck. Okay, I mean, things that I've wanted to do. I have a full list if you want to maybe borrow some of mine.
I should do something that you want to do in my last couple minutes?
No, I'm just saying if you need ideas. Like I want to fuck underwater. I think it would be cool to do that. Like, we're swans.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Well, hold on. That's just the first one on the list.
I want to do that.
Well, I've got some other good ones, too. I want to eat a kid's finger.
Doesn't matter.
Bite a kid's finger right off. That would be fun.
I don't know the first. Oh, here comes a duck.
Hello. Oh, no. I'm in her beak. I'm sliding down her long... Wait, hold on. I'm trying to picture a duck. No, picture a goose. Fuck.
Bleh, I don't want you in there anymore. You're disgusting.
Yeah,
bye.
Long way for that duck to
Ka-plow!
Go.
Kaplow!
I guess I'll be jerking off underwater.
See,
wow, that was sad.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Okay, you know that I'm in a weird mood when you said that, and I went, that's so sad.
Oh, no.
He's alone.
I love dinner will be ready in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then later being like, we have no concept of time. So in my head, that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 took like 8 hours for you to catch that fish.
Could be.
That was several days.
Playing to the height of my animal intelligence.
Mm.
Ooh. What force and strength cannot get through, I, with my teeth, can do?
What force and strength cannot do?
Is this like where you can't get in and so you have to sweet talk him instead? So you're using like your mouth to be like, instead of like, I can't, you know, bash down this door. Instead I'm like, honey, I'm sorry. Will you please let me in?
With a big and a big old smile, you flash them bones.
My pearly whitey gates. It's not that.
No, I wouldn't say it's like teeth.
It's not teeth.
It's like teeth, but it's not teeth.
Can you repeat the question, Your Honor?
What force and strength cannot get through, I with my teeth can do.
So this
is it a key? Keys have teeth.
Yeah, you go.
Oh,
I was right there. I was right there.
I can fall from great heights and live. But submerged in water, I die.
Postal service.
Postal service tape.
I thinking it's a sign. No.
I swallowed a duck whole and then exploded from the firework inside.
Sorry,
sorry, guys. I was just, that's the real song, and I was just playing it. I shouldn't have done that. That was definitely the real song.
That's so unprofessional, and we're not allowed to play that on the podcast. So, Casey, go ahead and edit in us doing bullshit lyrics instead.
Edit us in and just screaming Ben Gibbard. Is that his name, Ben Gibbard?
It is,
you
Ben
got it,
Gibbard.
Buddy.
Terrible name.
Show me Ben Gibbard. Number
I'm
one
Ben Gibbard,
on
and I'm in charge of Gibbard. Testing the slip and slides. Doesn't work as well.
I was married to Zooey Deschanel.
You know a lot about celebrity. You know a lot about celebrity culture. That's
I do.
Cool.
I know a lot about Ben Gibbard culture.
Mm. Oh, cool. How many flannels does he own?
I feel like the drapes in his house are flannel. And they're always closed. Like that guy's
they're
no
flannel
sunlight,
shirts though.
No sunlight. Yeah, they're flannel shirts. I was a big Death Cab guy. I love Death Cab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can fall from great heights and live, but submerged in water I die.
Paper.
Yep. Wow. Did you feel anything when you got that right? I'll be honest. Did you feel anything?
Honestly, I lost confidence.
I want to see a
scene. I felt you feel nothing. There was no dopamine hit. There was no, like, I got it. Like, we are so desensitized to riddles. You guys, we need to have a reset.
This is like, I feel great. This is like when you're a pirate and you find treasure and you're like, yay, like more treasure. But you've already found so much treasure that you're just...
No.
I want to see a scene.
No, I called for this.
What? You called for a scene?
Yeah, right. And everyone just
arm
barreled
wrestle.
Right past me.
Arm wrestle. Go ahead.
I want to see
you
a
go,
scene.
And then we'll do Adel's scene.
Okay, thank you. I want to see a scene. Adel and Aaron, you guys are stranded on a desert island, but you have a pen and a paper, but no bottle. So you're just trying to think about how you're going to get this message to whoever you're trying to send it to.
Okay, and I want to see, this is a scene within a scene.
Okay.
Wait, no, don't.
Yeah, this is
no,
a scene within a scene.
No,
wait,
I'm
Aaron,
not doing it. Let's do
Aaron,
each them separately.
Hold on, Aaron. Are you afraid of a fucking challenge?
All right, then I'm going to do a scene inside Adel's scene, and then I want you to add a scene inside that scene, and then we'll do it.
Okay. Well, you made it a mess.
I don't think I did.
I had one layer.
I'm game to add three layers, you guys. What you don't know about me is espresso. It's basically a full cup of coffee condensed into one little
Adel, JPC's
going to
crash in 6 minutes. He's going to be sound asleep in 6 minutes. All right, so Adel, what's your scene inside the scene?
My scene inside the scene is JPC. Aaron and I, our whole scene is taking place in your head because you're a nighttime security officer for a Macy's and you fell asleep on the job.
Okay. This is an easy one because I'm asleep. So I can execute this scene.
That's
so,
what I'm
well,
saying.
But JBC, we'll start with you and then we'll go inside your head.
Thinking I'm so bored, guarding this Macy's overnight. I wish someone would come in and kill me. It takes up.
Okay, so we have pen and paper, but we don't have a bottle. So my plan, Elizabeth, is we write a message. We make one of my world-famous paper airplanes,
okay.
And then we throw it as hard as we can, trusting the wind will catch it and carry it to some other island.
I love that idea. I love it. Okay. What if we play tic-tac-toe and give up?
Okay. Interesting. Well, we're just spitballing.
This is like no bad ideas. No bad ideas. So,
no bad ideas. How about, you know how when we first got here, there was that monkey that tried to kill us, but we killed it?
Yeah.
Here's what we do. We cut open its stomach, right?
Uh-huh.
We clean out its tummy.
Love it.
Dry it out. Let it dry out. We hide the paper inside its tummy rolled up. Then we sew closed its tummy. We sew up the cuts we've made. We
Got
put
it.
The monkey in the ocean, but we breathe our breath into it so it's like a balloon. It won't sink. So,
wow.
So then somebody finds this big-ass balloon monkey.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a kid's like, balloon monkey, daddy, I want to pop it. So they pop it, and then our note comes flying out.
Okay, I love that idea. That's
good,
awesome.
Good, I love
how intricate that is. Or
yeah.
I blow my nose using the paper and we give up.
Okay. Interesting. A lot of your ideas seem to be, and I'm not judging. I know this
is like...
We said, as we're slowly starving, we said to each other, there are no dumb ideas.
It's a think tank.
Mm-hmm.
This is great.
And I can't help but notice that you've already eaten all your fingers and toes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we still have food left. So
sure.
I'm just curious what what switch has turned for you mentally that you are just, because we've only been here, let's see here, 4 hours.
Totally.
So it feels like you have just given up as soon as we crashed.
Oh, yeah, totally. Here's where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, didn't have a lot of sunshine. And
like
sort
Zoe
of got
Deschanel.
Here. Yes. Sort of got here and then was like, oh, this sun is so nice. I could stay here for a while. Like, I can see myself living here. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing has been like, we should give up. And so I, like, when that boat came by and they're like, do you guys need anything? Well, you were going to the bathroom. And I was like, And then I paused and I thought about it for a second. And I said, no, we're good. And they go, okay. And then they drove away.
Fuck.
But I have really good news for you.
Yeah?
We're inside a dude's brain.
What?
Welcome to Macy's. Can I take your pant size? Scene.
I love how when you go to Macy's to get pants, I love how the nighttime security officer always asks for your pant size. It just, it's a little quirk they have that makes me shop there more than any other place.
Yeah, that's why I have loyalty to Macy's.
You miss it with the online experience because it's not the same.
Welcome to Good Burger. Can I get your pant size?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Can I get your pant size?
Here we go.
Yes.
Yes.
Alive without breath, cold as death, never thirsty, always drinking.
Miller Lite.
There you go.
Is this one of those birds, one of those perpetual motion machine birds?
Oh, yeah.
It keeps that's a good guess. That's a really good guess.
God, I love those things.
So great. Like in
Alive without
like
breath.
Like in The Simpsons.
Cold as death. Never thirsty, always drinking.
Never thirsty, always drinking. Alive but without breath. Is this like a river or something? It's got to be like a fucking river.
You're kind of on the right track.
I'm still thinking about that little bird who dips its little beak and then it goes up and then dips its little beak and then it goes up. Man, I love those things. God, how do I get one of those? I want one of those so bad.
I used to have a Newton's Cradle and that was like, that was thrilling for maybe 2 days. And then I was like, I want something else. And then I got one of those pin boards where you put your hand in it.
Hand in it, yeah.
Oh, those are really nice.
And I'd do it over my face or something. And I was like, this is the coolest thing in the world. And it was for maybe 2 days. And then I got bored. I feel like, what is it, Radio Shack or Sharper Image? Sharper Image sold me so much shit that I didn't need as a kid.
Dude, Sharper Image, though, that, what a weird, cool vibe that we all loved.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you ever have one of those like infinity goop things that was like a goop cylinder and like the outside was the same as the inside? So as you like ran it up and down your hands, it would like fall through and like.
I'd buy those at, they had it at COSI, which is a museum I grew up in Ohio. And they called them water snakes.
Can't take stuff from the museum.
Yeah. And then there could be little like sparkles in it.
Yep.
And like, oh man, those were nice.
Or rain sticks. Remember rain sticks?
Yeah. Sorry, we fast forward and Adel talked for 17 minutes, so we just fast forward and rewound a little fast forward.
So, Aaron, is the answer Infinity Goop, Rain Stick, Puzzle Cube, or Sharper Image, anything?
No, but...
Damn it.
I wish I could go into a Sharper Image right now. That sounds like the most fun ever.
I want to
see
a scene.
They can't exist anymore, right?
I don't think so. Go ahead, Adel.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are the owner and employee of the only last Sharper Image, trying to keep up with the times and all the technology. And Aaron, you have just stumbled upon it and you are thrilled beyond belief in trying to recapture some of your childhood memories.
Oh boy, a customer. Hey, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Welcome to Sharper Image.
Whoa, no way. Is this a joke? Oh my no. God. Sir, you're covered in spider webs.
And so I was just doing inventory. We've got hundreds of spiders. Please welcome in. My name is Beef. I'm the assistant manager here.
Is this a Halloween store? This looks like no one's come in here in like a decade.
It's been a minute, and old Beef doesn't really keep the store as pristine as they used to back in the corporate days when they had mandated special rules for that. Because now it's just Beef's Sharper Image. So, can I interest you in an RC car, maybe? Huh? Remote controlled car, all the rage.
Beef, while you're talking to me, you're like picking up like sort of plates and cups. Have you been living here?
No, I wouldn't call what I've been doing in here living. More like just getting by. Please, everything on in the store is on sale, and we take cash, a card, we take store credit, we take it all.
Cool. I guess I'll try out this massage chair. It looks kind of fun.
Okay. Hold on now. Now we don't have a massage chair. This is Old Beef's robot wife. It gets pretty lonely in here, so don't worry about Veronica. She's put her out of your mind. In fact, let's move. Wow, can I interest you in a lava lamp? Who doesn't love a nice lava lamp?
I haven't seen that in a long time. Now, why did your eyes get really big when I started using my phone? This is just an iPhone. This is like one of the newest model of an iPhone. Just my cell phone.
Is it like a Motorola Razr?
What?
Is that like a Crazer?
Beef.
It's an iPhone.
Beef, you have a pink Razr phone still.
What day is it today?
It's like August 5th, like 2021. Okay. What's up?
2021? Oh, I should have asked what year it was.
Same.
I'm worried about Beef. Let's get Beef out of there.
Which brings us back to the best question you can always ask when entering a building is, what year is it? And then when they answer, you say, then there's still time.
Then there's still time.
Let's get through these last two riddles because there's other stuff I want to get to after the break.
Perfect.
Alive without breath, cold as death, never thirsty, always drinking.
Alive without breath. Who sang that song? I feel so alive for the very first time.
Was that P.O.D.?
Maybe. No,
I can't remember.
P.O.D. or Hoobastank? Is it P.O.D.?
Is it P.O.D. or is it Hoobastank?
Erin walked away from her setup. Alive
Aaron
without breathing.
I don't know the answer to that.
Alive without breathing. So would this
alive
be like a tree?
Breath.
No, trees breathe.
Alive without
death.
Breath.
Cold Never thirsty. Always drinking.
Oh, is this one of those what are those little bears called? Midichlorian? What are those little frozen bears called? What are those called?
I don't know what they're called, but I know what you're saying. They're little, like,
you know,
tiny
bears.
Frozen bears.
Yeah. We love those bears.
We love those little
In
bears.
In this house, we love those little bears.
We stand them.
Is it those little bears?
It's not.
Is it like a waterfall, Erin? Like a cave or something like that?
It's an animal.
Oh, it's an animal, and it's a cold animal?
Yeah.
Is it a snake?
No.
Is it a fossil?
Snakes breathe, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's so something that maybe gets oxygen a different way?
Oh, like a fish.
There you go.
Is it
a fish?
There
you go. It's a fish.
The answer is a fish.
Gentle enough to soothe the skin, strong enough to break stone.
Charmin.
Dude, we got to get you a job in advertising. Because I think you could destroy it from the inside out.
Bring down the whole thing. Bring down the whole
bring down all
advertising
capitalism complex. I really think we got to send you into a big company and then just have you.
I think advertising is truly the thing that's keeping it all floating. And they've sent me into a big company before, and what they did was they made me middle management. So don't do that. This is the wrong path for me.
Middle management.
Mm-hmm,
I would say my role on this show is middle management.
Yeah. No, I like that, Erin. I like that.
I think Adel is the CEO. I think JPC doesn't work here.
I think that what I do is the opposite of riddle management.
Oh,
riddle chaos. I'm so riddle chaos.
And I love that Jimmy Eat World song, The Riddle. So good.
It just takes some time, question mark.
Gotta solve a riddle, but don't want to. So this one, what was this one? This was something about little bears?
We did this one, right?
No, you guys are.
What was this last one?
Please, Erin, tell us what we guys are.
Erin, give it to us straight. What's the riddle?
How long do we have?
Don't pull any punches.
Gentle enough to soothe the skin, strong enough to break stone.
Lotion.
No.
Aloe vera.
Is this water? Because water
there
breaks
you
stone.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. I'm so good at these warm-up riddles that are for children and kids.
Thank you so much, David Nicholas.
Thank you, David Nicholas.
And we think it's really cool that you have a really cool name, and we think it's cool that we said it.
The name's David Nicholas, FBI. And yes, that stands for Female Body Inspector.
Oh, no.
Sorry, he's cool as hell.
Speaking of cool as hell.
Oh, Adel, I was going to say.
Yeah?
I was going to ask if you had a transition into the break based on what JPC said, or we could give you some like end of like the first half of the episode lines, and then you can transition.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. We'll try a couple.
Give me a line, I'll see how I can finagle it.
And that's how you make coffee bread.
Speaking of coffee bread, I am caffeinated for these give me another one.
Okay. All right. Tipsy, go ahead.
Hey, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
That's an old expression, and speaking of espresso, try my new coffee bread.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to give you another one.
Okay.
Did I
okay,
not
do it? No, I'm going to give you another transition to break.
Okay, okay.
Over here at Hey Riddle Riddle, we love candy bars, and our favorite is a Kit Kat.
Speaking of Kit Kats, let's all personally listen to these ads from our advertisers.
Nailed taking it. A break. Break. It's just right there.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Who breaks Kit Kats before they eat them? Sociopath?
And that's the break. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People
can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
I don't think I ever break Kit Kats when I eat them.
Really?
Break you off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. You gotta go.
You don't break the sticks?
You don't separate the sticks?
You just bite into the bar like a fucking psycho?
The commercial gives directions and it says break you off a piece. That implies it's sharing.
Casey said what the fuck?
So if I share, I'll break off a piece. But if I'm eating alone, I just chomp into that bar.
Okay, welcome back from the break. We have been discussing... All right, we're kind of in a mess. This is we're at a 10 right now. Adil is saying he doesn't break off the little pieces of his Kit Kat bar.
This is insanity. You just bite into a full Kit Kat bar with grooves and all, and
yeah,
Adil,
those grooves are little troughs for my saliva, when I get all worked up for the chocolate, those grooves help gather my saliva so it's not running all over the place. But if I break off each individual bar, then I get little chocolate crumbs, and those stain my couch or my clothes.
I want to cry. Casey, cut this whole...
This is one of the most unreal takes that I've ever heard in my fucking life. Now,
are you serious?
I will say,
are you being for real?
If it's a fun-size Kit Kat, I'm talking about only two bars long.
Yeah.
I will just take a bite
only
out of that.
Only two bars long. What am I, a Beach Boys song? All
okay.
songs sound the same.
Here's the thing.
What?
I don't know why I'm getting so upset, because I'm allergic to Kit Kat bars and I haven't had one in like 20 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time since... Allergic to Kit Kat bars. What could be in a Kit Kat bar that's not in the rest of candy that you're allergic to?
The wheat cookie. The wheat cookie.
Oh, okay. So you're just... Yeah, in a way that you are allergic to all wheat.
Right.
Got it.
Okay, but... The entire point of Kit Kats is breaking it up into the little... That's why they exist.
No, the song says, break you off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. That implies sharing, which I... If I'm sharing, I'll break off a little piece. But if I'm going in alone, chomp chomp.
This is as if you told me you ate bread. Like, you know, like the pre-sliced lobes of bread?
Yeah,
like
from
you
the side.
Yeah, from the side. That's what it feels like, Adel. It's like you're telling me you eat a loaf of bread from the side, Adel. That's what it feels like you're telling me.
Aaron,
I like a corn on the cob.
I want to be with you here. I want to be with you in pointing out what Adel does is unacceptable, irresponsible, and just bad behavior, just morally wrong behavior. But I'm going to take issue with you just saying I'm allergic to Kit Kat bars, because... You can say you have a wheat allergy, but you can't just say something as much of a bombshell as I'm allergic to Kit Kat bars.
Is the statement true that I am allergic to Kit Kat bars?
I am allergic to Kit Kat bars. Sounds like you have a specific allergy to Kit Kat bars, which is something that is unacceptable to say.
Okay, but if someone is allergic to seafood and they say, I'm allergic to clam chowder, you go, whoa, wait, that sounds like you have a specific allergy to clam chowder.
Nope, it doesn't.
Well, yeah.
That sounds like you can't eat seafood, honestly, because that's a normal thing that exists in a lot. You very rarely would you ever come across a person who's perusing a gas station, you know, candy aisle, and they say,
perusing?
Snickers, maybe. Oh, Kit Kat, can't have that. I'm allergic to Kit Kat.
That's perusing.
That's like going over to someone's house, and instead of saying, I'm allergic to cats, you say, I'm allergic to Captain Potassium. And then they're like, my new cat? And you say, I'm allergic specifically to Captain Potassium. And then they're like, but not all cats? And you go, yeah, of course, all cats. And
all cats, yeah, of course.
Why don't you just say that? Because you insulted my little Kit Kat.
You're trying to get the heat off of you because you eat food weird. Okay?
You saw through me like nobody else has. Here's what I'll say. As we hopefully do live shows in the next whatever amount of time, please
will you eat a Kit Kat bar in front of a live show, and everyone will sit silently and we can all just experience it?
Please bring me Kit Kat bars, because then between Hey Riddle Riddle and Magic Tavern, I will have a lifetime supply of Snickers and Kit Kat.
Yeah, and I'm happy for you that you're going to get some freak chocolate from very kind
Thank
people.
Thank you.
But man, that is weird.
At what cost? Huh?
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say, Adel. I will ruin this for you, because if you are going to bring Adel a Kit Kat bar or a Snickers, here's what you do. Take it out of the wrapper at home, put it in a Ziploc plastic bag, and then give it to him, because he won't be able to eat it because you've done something weird to it. But you'll still have fulfilled the part where you give him a Kit Kat bar. Then you'll have infinite amount of unusable Kit Kat bars.
Well, let's go a little bit broader. How do you two eat an apple? Because the way I eat it is swallow it whole and then let the doctors do their work.
You see, I'm like nervous.
How do I eat an apple? I befriend a worm. I got the inside scoop.
Aw.
Adel, now I'm going like, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Nothing happens in a vacuum. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's not the only weird thing about you. And now I'm going, do I even know him? What's going on?
That's fair.
So if you, and I know it's hard for you, I know it's hard for you as like a person to consider something that you do to be weird, but like if I saw Adel eat a Kit Kat bar, first of all, I'd throw up in my fucking mouth because it's so gross what he's doing. But second of all, I'd say, hey, that's like a weird food thing that you do. Do you guys know or are aware of any other like weird food things that you do,
really,
or like
question.
Weird ways that you eat food?
A lot of times I will put Actually, all the times, if I have the ingredients, I will always put French dressing on cottage cheese.
Oh, interesting.
And that's because that's what my family does. Like, that's what my grandpa used to do. And so growing up, the only way I would eat cottage cheese is with French dressing on it. And so I don't know if I've ever had cottage cheese without it. And I'm sure I might find it a little weird or gross.
Interesting. Okay.
That's a good answer. But that, yeah. I can like understand why that would taste good. That makes mm-hmm. sense to me. I think people are always like a little disturbed by how many raw onions I can eat.
Oh, excuse me.
What?
Just like, do you just chomp into them or do you cut them up or what do you do?
I sometimes if we have like a little bit of onion left, I'll just like chop it up and I'll just eat it.
Oh, it's like diced. You'll like, you won't just like Iron Chef yourself like a bite into the side of a fucking onion.
Like I have.
Iron Chef Tyson.
But I would just like chop a little bit up.
I would consider that to be kind of a weird thing.
Oh, and then cucumbers and apple cider vinegar with salt.
Mm, that sounds actually pretty good.
It's my favorite.
A quick pickle?
Yeah, you like pour a bunch of apple cider vinegar in a bowl. You put a bunch of cucumbers in it, and then you get a tiny bit of like pink sea salt or just regular sea salt
mm-hmm.
and put on the cucumber, and it's a good snack.
You probably also catch a ton of gnats.
Yeah, and then you also just catch a ton of gnats, and that's really nice.
You
a bunch
more...
of guys named Gnats end up in your kitchen.
Hey,
they're like, hey.
Nathan, call me Gnat.
Hey, what's up? These are pretty good. What's up? What's
my
up?
My name's Nathan, but when my hat is backwards, call me Gnat.
When I'm eating cereal, I go pour cereal in the bowl and then pour milk on top of cereal, but I don't do a ton of milk. Like I go mm-hmm. like way under where you can see like the top of the cereal, and then I will just kind of like hold the bowl sideways, like at its side, and dip the cereal and take like a little bit of milk. And then when I'm done, there's always a little bit of milk left over. I like to pretty much even it out, and then I'll take that little leftover milk and like pour it into the top of my coffee.
Mmm.
Whoa.
Interesting.
That but last like, part really threw me for the loop.
Bowls are shaped in a way that I shouldn't have to do that, but I tilt it to the side so I get like another mini bowl inside of my bowl that's like even
like
more of a bowl.
Maybe I'm missing something, but it sounds like some of your cereal is going to be a little too dry.
I
try to mix it. I try to like mix it in the milk, but yeah, it's mostly drier bites. I don't like a big wet bite of cereal.
I do the same. I pour in milk and then I add cereal after, but I add like 2 spoonfuls at a time, and I just keep the box next to me because uh-huh. I want every bite to be crunchy and tasty with milk on it. But I hate soggy milk because if you put cereal in first and then drench it, if you shower it and bathe it in milk, the first 2 bites are good, and then after that, cereal ruined.
Yeah, and some
it's like I'm meeting you guys for the first time.
Weird.
I'm not even kidding. This is like really throwing me for a loop.
Aaron,
I really thought I knew them.
Aaron, you said you had a lot you wanted to get to in the second half.
Now I have been emptied. Now I am lost. I'm scared. I feel this has been the most jarring conversation I've had.
Can we at least agree that when you eat a Snickers, you cut a banana in half lengthwise and put the Snickers in between it like a sandwich and then eat it like that? Can we at least agree that that's the way to eat a Snickers?
I'm not ready for jokes.
Wait a second, Adel. How would I fit both a Snickers and a banana up my ass? What are you, insane?
Practice. I one time said that while you're watching a movie, you should have a cold Snickers bar nearby. So you eat popcorn and then, Adel thought I meant mixing the Snickers into the popcorn. And I was like, that's insane.
Like
that night I sent her a picture where I had popped kettle corn and then I broke out ice cream Snickers in half and rolled it around in the popcorn and then ate it, and I was like, pretty good. And you're like, Adel, that's not what I meant.
And then I had to get a new phone because my phone was too cursed.
That's so funny because that's such a moment of vulnerability where you're like, I'm trying this weird thing that a friend recommended.
For you.
And the friend's like, that's not what I want you to
it
do.
Was so
no
sweet,
one should do
but
that.
For sure. But okay, you eat your, you have half your popcorn that you make, and then you mm-hmm. take a little sweet break. You have your Snickers, and then after some time has passed, you go back to your popcorn, and it's the perfect snack.
Sounds like that Snickers is going to melt.
Whatever.
Here's what I do. Go to any restaurant, order any entree, eat just under half of it. Flag the waiter down and say, it's not very good. I think it's overdone. I'd like to send it back. They'll give you another entree. You just ate an entree and a half.
You are a villain.
They'll say,
an entree and a half.
They'll say, overdone, sir. These are raw oysters. I know. I'm surprised too.
So these... I'm gonna just try to move on and distract
We should at
myself.
Least try to do one riddle in the back half of the episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. Okay,
let's,
so these
let's verbally move on, knowing full well that the three of us mentally are still panicked about food. And you please tweet us and tell us or email us your food freakness with hashtag freak food and let us know what weird thing you do with food.
Oh, okay. I guess today's going to be bad. I guess that Wednesday is just going to be a bad day. Okay, Adol, we'll have just a bad day. I'll play.
It's okay to have a bad day. It's okay. It's fine to have a bad day.
Ivan had one and he turned out fine.
okay. So these are from Beck Lynn. Beck, it was sent an email to us and said, Aaron's eyes only. And I went, oh, okay, I'm listening.
Ooh.
And then Beck,
she
did this amazing thing where she was like, it's not creepy, I promise. Aaron, I promise it's not creepy. I would never do that. It's not creepy. And it's really sweet. So Beck Lynn sent such awesome riddles that I absolutely just had to read them.
Yeah, let's do them. Thank you, Beck Lynn. Is Beck Lynn one name or is it like Rebecca Lindsay or something?
It's Beck space Lynn, which is cool. Cool name. A bunch of cool names. So these are like actor entertainment world themed riddles.
Okay, Hollywood, you've been out there for fucking 15 minutes and here we go.
Have you seen a celebrity yet, Aaron?
No, I haven't seen any celebrities and it's starting to tick me off.
Not even Josh Groban?
Not even Josh Groban, not even once.
That's weird.
I was like, I'll see Groban day one, day two. And I was ready. And now I'm like, feeling less and less ready to see Josh Groban.
Sucks that you're staring at
I just know he's going to be at the wrong height.
You say you haven't seen a celebrity. Yeah.
That's the most annoying thing about celebrities is they're always not the height you think they're going to be. And then you're like, why?
Aaron, when you are most ready to see Josh Groban, that is when Josh Groban will appear.
Oh, my God.
The people, upon meeting me and recognizing me from the show, they do the exact same thing. I don't care who it is. I don't care where it is. They always pinch my cheek and say, too skinny. Too skinny.
Manja, you gotta eat.
Eat. What are you doing? Eat.
You haven't touched your overdone oysters. Manja.
It's just Italian grandmas. Mostly the only people that I know who listen to the show are Italian grandmas.
We got our demographics back from HeadGum, and it looks like we have the most listeners in California and specifically with Italian grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
So these are really interesting, the format of them.
Okay.
And if you have like a pen or paper or like a notes app in your phone, you might want to use this.
Nope.
Okay, you don't have to. So I'm going to say a sentence and I'm going to say the word blank.
Okay.
And then you fill in the word for those blanks.
Got it.
Is this like Damon Wayans in Blank Man?
Yeah, and it will make one long word altogether or a phrase or a name or something.
Got it.
Cool. Make your blank and claim your rank. From the window to the blank. Like the captain, do not panic when the ice blank hits the Titanic.
Mark Wahlberg.
I had Bed Wahlberg. Is Bed Wahlberg a thing? Hey, I'm Bed Wahlberg. I'm Donnie and Mark's little brother.
Are you trying to fucking sleep on me? Make me first, asshole.
I got a hot Tempur-Pedic.
I
thought it was make your bed, but I guess it's make your mark.
Make your mark and claim your rank from the window to the...
Wall.
Mm-hmm. Like the captain, do not panic when the ice...
Berg.
Hits the Titanic.
Famously, that captain lost his shit.
Yeah. Hey, it's...
come on. He did great.
Okay.
The other night couldn't sleep, so I watched a Titanic conspiracy video.
What is a conspiracy?
Uh-oh, Aaron. That's a red flag.
That there is two icebergs and not one?
No, that's funny. The conspiracy is that the company that made it, sent out their first boat called like the Gigantic or something. And then it kind of like broke down a little bit. And then they were trying to collect the insurance money on it. So they pretended that that boat was the Titanic. And then they were like, oh, it's actually the Titanic, knowing that it would sink to collect the insurance money on it. So they like let the boat go knowing that it would sink because they wanted to collect the insurance money on it.
Interesting.
Companies have been that evil for that long?
No, money has always been good. It's just recently that money turned bad.
I thought evil was invented in 1974.
No.
You know how when people hang out and you're like, wow, this is good company. That's what good companies are based off of. People just hanging out, doing good work.
Yeah, doing right by each other. Okay, ready?
And next one. What company made the Titanic? Spalding?
It was actually, it was Hershey's. So the Titanic was made out of chocolate.
And you got hundreds of dead in my chocolate. You got chocolate in my hundreds of dead.
As everybody was dying, they kissed each other, right? And that's where we get the Hershey's kiss.
100%. All right, ready? Here we go.
Yes.
The second half of whiskey's name, in Boogie Nights, I found my fame. Built from plaster and city suffix, I was invincible in 2006.
So 2006 Invincible would be Bruce Willis in the movie Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Did you know Bruce Willis played Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
Shut up.
You could convince me of anything right now. I can't stop thinking about you eating a Kit Kat.
Wait, Invincible wasn't that...
Amazon Prime cartoon?
No. Is that the hockey movie? Is it Kurt Russell or... is that Mark Wahlberg?
Let's go line by line. The second half of whiskey's name. What's a name of a whiskey that has like a two-part name? Name some whiskeys.
Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Jim Beam.
Jeff Bridges.
No.
It's not Jack Daniels. It's not Jim Beam.
You might have gotten it right already, but in Boogie Nights, I found my fame. Who got famous from Boogie Nights?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
And
Alfred Molina.
Built from plaster and city suffix.
Built from plaster and city suffix.
What's wall? What's made from plaster?
Fucking penis molds.
Walls.
Oh, we're back to walls.
Okay,
and then
walls.
A German suffix for city, castle, or fortress.
Oh, this is new.
Yeah.
So is it Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, started again? Invincible in 2006.
Jesus Christ.
I promise that's the last Mark Wahlberg one.
Was Invincible the one where he was like the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback?
Yes.
Tried out? Was
that
Invincible?
Right. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that one was also the answer was Mark Wahlberg.
Perfect.
So I just wanted to go line by line.
There's moments where you didn't say blank, so I was wildly confused.
Yeah, so no, not all of them have a blank in it, but each like line is a
I see
a
now.
Part of a name. All right. Okay. All right. We're moving past Mark Wahlberg.
I was confused because when she read it, I was like, the answer is Mark Wahlberg, I think. And we just did Mark Wahlberg, so that's why I was confused.
All right, so this might be easier. We're moving past him. Okay, ready?
JPC 100% is going to be Mark Wahlberg.
All right,
eight siblings has he, and another half three. A Calvin Klein model with his own GED. Has his own burger chain that started in Mass. Committed several hate crimes. He kind of sucks ass. Father to four and three nipples he had. What a man. What a man. So which man is he?
So
Father of four and three nipples had he. What a man. What a man. So which man is he?
So What a Man, What a Man was En Vogue, right? What a Mighty Good Man.
What a Mighty Good Man, yep.
That's En Vogue. Calvin and Klein, that's the little boy and the tiger?
Yes. Pissing on the Chevy truck or whatever.
And Klein's always getting into trouble, and Calvin has to sort of work around all the mayhem that's being caused.
Mm-hmm. Well, Calvin and Klein, that's Wild Wild West, right? Because
that's right.
Yeah, Will Smith's character was named Calvin. Kevin Klein was his
West,
counterpart.
Jim West, Desperado. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, West, Jim West,
don't
Calvin.
Step to me if you don't want that. Aaron, I believe the answer, I know Mark Wahlberg had an extra nipple, and I know Mark Wahlberg was on billboards for Calvin Klein in the 90s.
I know Mark Wahlberg beat the shit out of an Asian man, and I don't remember why he did it, and I don't know why he didn't face any repercussions for it.
He's just important to note. The answer is Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, perfect.
Good.
All the answers were Mark Wahlberg. It's important to note he is one of the most well-paid actors in the world. And when asked about his criminal past and what he did, he says, "No, I don't have any problems sleeping at night." So that's someone we're rewarding again and again. Yeah.
Sounds very sorry.
Yeah, pretty good. But sometimes every riddle has the same answer.
A river, a cloud, an
egg. What was that fucking M. Night Shyamalan movie that he was in?
Oh,
The Happening.
The Happening. I'd have problems sleeping the night if I started in The fucking Happening.
The Happening sounds like a jazz bar in like Greenwich Village in the 50s where it's like you go to see someone give do poetry. Like that should be The Happening.
And you just watch like the gentlest documentary on it in Hulu and it's just a woman being like, I met my husband at The Happening.
Me and Allen Ginsberg saw Bob Dylan before he went electric at The Happening. It feels like it should not be a movie where the villain is Mother Nature. And doesn't a man lay down and a lawnmower goes over top of him or something?
Yeah, but really the villain is humans.
Here's what I'll say.
Yes.
I saw The Happening in theaters, and 5 minutes into the movie, I stood up and announced to the whole theater, I'm walking out of here. That's what's happening. And then I left the theater. I wish. God, I wish that was my
wish.
Life.
Aaron, isn't there in Jesus Christ Superstar, isn't there a song that's like, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. Tell me what's the happening.
Why did Mark Wahlberg do this fucking movie?
Speaking of what is happening.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Adel.
Yes.
Do you have anything tip-tip-tappening in your life?
Tip-tip-tappening? Anything to plug?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I have a few podcasts I want to plug. Some of these I've plugged before, but I think they might have just been released recently, so please check them out. Please check me out on the podcast Good at Parties. I talk about one of my favorite things in the world, Soup No More, so please check that out. Also, check out the podcast Bullshit Alert, which is a very good time. The podcast Electric Priests, where I talk with a friend about improv. Murder, She Joked, my episode is out now. I also did an episode of Composer Chronicles where I talked about how enjoyable the music from Dark is, and the host was an absolute delight. So please check out all those podcasts. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Only two things to plug. Just a quick reminder that if you sent me a message in the last few months, my Instagram deleted a lot of them, and if just resend anything that you sent me if I didn't respond. The other thing I want to plug is if you have a job in LA you want to give me, I will do anything. I'm fun sometimes. I'm pretty inconsistent, but I'll try really hard. So if you want to hire me, you can. And I would like to ask JPC if he has anything going on.
Yes, I do have something that I would like to plug, and it's the same shit I always plug. Twitch.tv/SharkBarkman, or you can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. But now that I hit 10,000 Twitter followers, I really don't fucking need you to follow me on Twitter.
Congratulations.
Anymore, so. This was months ago, and if you missed the boat, then sorry. You know what? Actually, I'm shutting down all followers. I have all the clout that I need, no new followers. Every new follower will have to submit a formal request to the hrrpodcast@gmail.com email and a cover letter. And then tell me just something about yourself.
Also, check out our Patreon. We have, so much tasty, tasty content on Patreon. So please check that out, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Aaron, I do want to say I'm not going to apologize for the way I eat Kit Kats. Famously, Kit Kat is made by a manufacturer called Mars Candy. I don't know if you know this, but before they changed their name to Mars Candy, they were actually another planetary company. Do you remember the name?
Hershey's?
That's it.
Jupiter?
Bye forever.
Bye. Bye. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris. Hey there, Scripts and Scenes. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a return to JPC's Acting Factory. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there. That was a HeadGum Podcast.